thank you for tuning in once again to another broadcast of Keys to Life Ministries. I am your host and your speaker, Minister Carey, and we thank God for all of you today. We thank you for tuning in, listening, for just being out there with us. We are always appreciative of the host of members that we have that support our broadcasts, who listen to the messages that we air, as well as the external content that we have that we broadcast over this program as well. And today's message, my friends, is going to be something simple. And I was seeking God for what He wanted me to say to you today. And in spite of everything that's going on around us, everything going on over in the UN with the United Nations Security Council, meeting with the U.S. and Russia over Syria to try to come to some new resolution, in spite of the U.S. Firing ballistic missiles on positions in Yemen to take out their radar warning systems because they believe that Yemen has targeted some of their naval vessels. Despite the U.S. UN Security Council voting and making a decision that the Temple Mount no longer belongs to Jerusalem, rather it belongs to Palestine and the Palestinians. And there's just more that I can mention that I don't care to mention, especially with the most recent hurricane that swept through the United States. It has a lot of homes displaced and a lot of people both out of work and without a place to live. There's so much going on that it just seems as though everything's out of control. But, you know, God wanted me to speak to you today. And on our website, which is k2lm.org, when you log into our website and you'll see our landing page, we have a rotating message. And the words are love, faith, hope, and believe. So you'll see on the landing page that rotates with different images. And we want to just take a few minutes to talk about those four different aspects of what it is that we believe as Christians. Now, one of the hardest, friends, the most difficult word in the dictionary to define is the word love. And I believe I've shared this on this broadcast once before, but it was once said that the word love was looked up in a dictionary. And upon discovering the word love in the dictionary, the word love has multiple pages in the dictionary, meaning there are so many different types of love. There's so many meanings behind the word love that it's really difficult for you to even come up with one definition that fits every scenario. And that makes sense to me, because when you're trying to think of things from the natural mind versus from the mind of the spirit, then it does introduce confusion, and it makes you overthink something that is relatively simple and basic and very standard. And the reason why I say that, friends, is that the Bible tells us that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Therefore, if you want to shorten the definition, what is love? Love is God, period. We don't have to add anything to that, and we don't have to take anything from that. And we don't need pages of a dictionary with all kinds of words that have a whole lot of meaning that really doesn't fit the overall definition of the word. If you're trying to give someone some sort of idea of what love is God. And I've shared this on this broadcast many times, friends. And that's one of the reasons why God instructs his people not to find themselves in relationships with people who are not of the same faith. Because let's use, for an example, a woman who's a Christian and she follows God and she goes to church. She's involved in auxiliaries or different offices in the church, and she's just a committed worshiper. But she goes out and finds a man, and she believes that this person would compliment her, and she decides to marry this person, although this person doesn't go to church at all. Well, this sort of scenario presents a problem, because the only person in that scenario that's going to hear from God is going to be that woman, not that man who doesn't pay God any attention. So for us to find ourselves in relationships with people who don't know God, who doesn't speak to God, who doesn't talk to God, who has no faith in God, that person's never going to ask God, what can this person do through God to make you happy? But you may pray and God and ask God all the time to bless your family. But if the other person's not doing the same, then you are unequally yoked. And I have shared that with so many people over the past 15, 20 years or so, that is the reason why it's important not to be unequally yoked, because the devil's going to use that other person who doesn't have any relationship with God at all and use that person against you to bring you, who you're holy, you're spiritual, you're godly, you attend Bible study, you attend church, Sunday school, you pay tithes. If you're unequally yoked, eventually that negativity is going to wear on you, and you're going to find yourself in a position where you are compromising. So God is love. And that's the end of that sentence. That's the end of, if that's an equation, that's the end of it. God is love. Now, faith is defined in the Bible as faith is something, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we believe, we're going now to the next word, believe. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Am I right? We believe that he came in human flesh. He was born of a young child. She was a virgin. Her name was Mary. So therefore, Jesus had a natural earthborn mother named Mary. He grew up into manhood, and he started his ministry at somewhere around 30 years old. And somewhere in the neighborhood of 33 to 33 and a half years old, he took the weight of the sin of the whole world, your sin, my sin, the sin of everyone that has ever been born and that ever came after him. He took their sin, and he allowed himself to be crucified. And at that moment, he nailed all of our sins to the cross so that he could supernaturally, by this act, send back the Holy Spirit that's in acting in his behalf, because he can't be here and be everywhere at the same time, where the Holy Spirit can do that. And we have access to the grace of God the Father through this action of Jesus Christ sending back the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we accept him as our personal Savior. And we believe that his finished work on Calvary's cross is more than enough to pay for our debt to sin, whereby by that faith and that hope, we will be redeemed back to the Father when the day of the Lord comes. So that takes care of love, faith, belief. And well, I want to talk a little bit about this hope thing. You know, it's one thing for us to hope, friends, that something will go right or something will go well. We hope that God will bless us with a partner that we can someday call our own wife or call them their our husband. We hope that we'll have a son or a daughter or maybe multiples. We hope that God would move us from position A to station B, where we can actually get moving forward with this life of ours. We also hope, not only selfishly, but we hope for others. We hope that God would do the same for others as he's doing for us, because when you look at what's going on in Haiti right now, and you look at what's going on in Venezuela, it is more than enough to break your spirit if you have the Spirit of God in you. When you see people with their suitcases and backpacks packed, with their holding their kids' hands as they walk out of their country and they walk across a border trying to find life in another country simply because the basic bare essentials and staples for survival is not available in their country and they're hoping for a better life someplace else. That's very sad, friends. That's very sad. And I hope that you hope as well that God will work things out for these people as well. Because there's a lot of these people that are believers, but where they are, their situations have presented themselves in such a way that the Spirit has gotten them motivated to get up and move. So we pray that God would strengthen them and that God would bless them on their journeys and keep them safe and help them find safe haven, and their destinations would provide them with opportunity to allow their lives to flourish, whether it's to get off to a brand new start, or if they can just find a sanctuary with a relative in another country. I just pray that God would help these people, all of them, because I've seen the exodus, the mass exodus of people out of Venezuela. I've seen the mass exodus of people out of Syria over years in Syria. It's just very, very heartbreaking for me as a minister to see all of this and not being able to do much about it at all. I haven't seen much of the movement in Haiti, but I do know that I've seen some pictures of the past hurricane that hit Haiti, which extinguished almost 1,000 lives. And I've seen the destruction, and I've seen the scenes, and they're horrid. The scenes are like something out of an apocalyptic movie, the way that the homes and the businesses are all destroyed, the streets and the telephone poles and the street lights, and it's just a complete horrible situation over in Haiti right now. And so we're praying that God would bless the Haitian people as well, because they need God. They need God to intervene, to help them, to help themselves. Because God, you know, there's this saying that God helps them to help themselves, and that's the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. God helps them who cannot help themselves. God steps in and makes a way out of no way, and presents people with opportunity so that they can actually open doors that they cannot see. God is a protector, and God is the person who blesses those who reach out to God in hope and expectation and believe that he is the God who he says he is, and that his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, does answer prayer. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. I pray to the Holy Spirit all the time, and the Holy Spirit helps us so that we can actually send messages up to God that we can't even, you know, we can't even verbalize, but through our own moanings, the Holy Spirit can interpret those things that are, you know, really, really weighing heavy on our hearts, and translates those into words and takes those up to the throne of heaven, and lets God know how we're feeling and what we're requesting. And so we have hope, we have expectation from that hope, we have faith, we have belief, and we know that God is love and God loves us. And God loves you no matter who you are, no matter what your situation, no matter what you've done, no matter where you are right now, God can find you right there in your situation, in your predicament, no matter where you are. And God can reach down and give you a hand, and all you have to do is put your hand in the hand of God, and God will lift you up out of that mess and set you on a solid rock to stay. I know this to be true because he's done it for me. And because he's done it for me, I am supposed to share these messages with you to let you know that Jesus saves. He saves to the utmost. And I've been there. I've been in other countries where the bottom has fallen out. I've been in other countries where I didn't know if I was going to survive another day or two. And I have a very vivid historical account of one night while I stood outside of my house, not knowing exactly what I was going to do. I couldn't pay for my house that month. I was 2,000 miles outside of the U.S. I didn't have enough money to do anything. And I remember looking up to heaven, and I heard a voice say to me, "Have you had enough?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I have." And the Holy Spirit told me, "Make the call." And I knew exactly who that Holy Spirit was telling me to call. And when I called this person, and this person came to my house the next day, I gave this person a value proposition to take everything in my house as it is, including my SUV, and only give me 10,000 US and a ride to the airport so that I can come back to the United States. And that was done 3 days later. God knows exactly what we're going through, and God will intervene. God will help you. If you believe that God is who he says he is, friends, God will get you out of your situation. If you have enough faith and you activate that faith and you believe in God and you have hope and expectation by way of that faith, and you mix that with belief, God being love, he will come and he will see about you, and you will be okay. Everything will turn out all right. We want to give you a positive message today, something outside of all of the chaos that's going on around us, because if we had a segment that described all the mess going on outside of where we're supposed to be focusing our concentration, I can speak for an hour about everything that's going on in the world around you, around me, and how it is going to affect you and affect me. But I think that it's more important today that we talk about who God is and how much God loves you, how much God invests in all of us, and how much help there is for us. There's as long as we have hope and expectation, and as long as we exercise our faith, and as long as we believe that God is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, we're going to come out of this all right. We're going to come out of this okay. You're going to be fine, friends, no matter what you think or no matter what you've been told. This is Minister Carey, and I'm exhorting you at this time to believe, to have hope, to exercise your faith, and always remember that God is love, and we will walk in the light of God's love, And if we do that, we have all of the protection that we need, because we need the hand of God on us. And as I shared with you in the last segment, I always pray to God before I leave out the door, please keep your hand upon my life. Please keep me safe and in your care. And he does that every day with all of the chaos that's going on in this city where I live. I have nothing but hope and expectation that my prayers are being answered, being acknowledged, and I'm going to be okay. And every single day when I close my curtains and I lock my doors and I turn off my lights, and my head hits the pillow, and I pray to God, thanking him for the day, thanking him for keeping his hand upon my life, asking him to protect me and watch over me as I sleep, asking him to forgive me for my sins, whatever that may have been. I may not have sinned at all that day, but every single day, in the morning and at night before I turn in, I ask God to please forgive me for my sins. I may have rode past someone a little bit too fast who I could have stopped and I could have helped today. I have to be mindful of the fact that I am capable of sinning of not good conscience at all. I can sin of good conscience, making a informed decision to not do something that the Holy Spirit is inspiring me to do. But I can also sin not of good conscience, where I wasn't paying attention and I missed an opportunity for me to bless someone else because they needed it and I wasn't watching. And so we have to always remember, friends, that who we are is not who we used to be. How we believe now is not how we used to believe. What we place our faith in now is what we didn't place our faith in before. And our hope and expectation that we have now is in the great God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that may not have been the same as in the past, but that's what it is right now. And that's what makes each and every one of us victorious. And that's what's going to make the difference. And that's the reason why we're on the winner's side. God, there's no failure in God. And if we stay on the Lord's side, we will come out victorious every single time. And this is Minister Carey with Keys to Life Ministries. We are actually honored to announce that we actually received the boxes of Bibles that were requested for the missionary community church over in Nigeria, and we shipped those off yesterday from the post office. So hopefully those will reach its destination with, you know, we prayed about it before we went in. We prayed about it after we sent them off. We're just hoping that the community church in Nigeria receives our offering and our love gift of the donation of the 20. We actually sent them 24 large print King James Version Bibles. And I'm in constant communication daily with Pastor Oho over there, and he's going to search in other nearby communities to see if we can actually bless and do the same for other churches over in the Nigeria area. So we're keeping busy. God's got us doing a whole lot of different things that we never thought we'd be doing 4 years ago when we came online and started this online ministry. But we're here online. We're here for you. And again, if you need us, just call us at 1-800-848-3520. Or you can send us an email at messenger, messenger, at k2lm.org. Very easy to remember. And our website is www.k2lm.org. Our website is not kept up daily. It takes a lot of time and maintenance to keep the website up. But we do keep the website up to date with our weekly broadcasts. Not just our broadcast, but our broadcast messages, such as this one. You'll always see that on the landing page, there will be a message that would be dated no later than the last week or so. That content is always uploaded to the landing pages, and these messages are also available on the messages tab on our website. There should be 5, maybe 6 pages of messages. You'll always see the most recent messages on the very back page. I believe that's page 5. So visit our website when you have time. And always remember that we're here on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are instances where we do experience technical difficulties, but those times are few and in between. It's been such a long time since we've had to bring down the broadcast for system maintenance or application maintenance, and we thank God for keeping us on the air for as long as He has, without interruption and without technical difficulty. So we bless you in the name of the Lord. This is Minister Carey with Keys to Life Ministries. And I hope that you are having a wonderful day today, that you're blessed in the Lord. And we pray that everything that your heart and hand can hold, those are the things that we pray that God will deliver to you right into your bosom, as long as you exercise your faith, your belief, and keep the hope alive. And always remember that God is love. God loves you. We love you. And we release you into the joy of the Lord. This is Minister Carey with Keys to Life Ministries, bidding you a very, very good day.